On the KSRO live line with us is Josh Dale. He is a volunteer firefighter and director of Monterio Fire Protection. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. I'm well, sir. Good to have you here. And of course, we learned a lot about the volunteer fire departments of many communities in October and beyond. But this is a year-round effort by some of the smaller communities. And I know you need volunteers to be a part of the volunteer firefighters, yes?
We do. All the departments need volunteers in Sonoma County to help out.
And what does it take to become a volunteer firefighter?
You know, pretty much it takes somebody that's willing to put in some time and commitment to learning the different skills that go along with it.
I would think that training would be extensive, is it?
It is extensive. You can get it at the junior college, or you can get it at the fire departments by putting in your time. We go to our meetings every week. It's kind of like Boy Scouts, and you train.
I hadn't thought about that before, but you're probably right. Are there internships available, Josh?
There are all around the county. You just talk to your local fire chief. You want to volunteer at the local department nearest your house, because that's where you'll be responding to calls and helping out your community.
Yeah, and it's not, you know, you make a good point in our communication so far that, you know, yes, of course, the response was miraculous when it comes to all kinds of firefighters in October. But this is a daily need, and the calls are not all as dramatic as that.
No, most of our calls are medical aids, and you know, that's pretty much what fire departments respond to 70% to 80% of the time now.
EMT experience? If you want to go out on one of the trucks and you obviously are going to be answering a lot of calls like you just described, don't you have to be an EMT?
You're going to work towards that as part of your volunteerism.
Okay.
Being a first responder is the first course you take, and then you can become an EMT, yes.
And this is quite a commitment from a lot of folks, and then there aren't a lot in these smaller areas like where you are in Monterio, where I am in Kenwood. You know, there aren't a lot of paid staff positions, correct?
Most of our departments are volunteer anyway. 70% of the fire departments across the United States are volunteer fire.
That's amazing to me.
The listeners don't know, paid firefighters were hired to help the volunteer fire departments
during the fires.
The volunteer fire departments are what started in this country.
And yeah, it's an amazing history. So for anybody who's interested, I mean, what kind of a time commitment are we talking about here, Josh?
You know, it's different all over. You work it out with your chief. But out here in Monterio, we have 3 hours a week at our weekly meetings. And then depending on how you've set up and arranged your process, you're going to be called on calls all hours of the day and night. And we average about one call a day to two calls a day out here.
Okay.
And so since I work from home, I just, you know, take a break and go work on the call. Calls are usually less than an hour long, and then you go back to what you were doing. It's really a great system.
Yeah, it is a great system and a necessary system for all communities in Sonoma County and across the country. MonterioFire.org is the website to visit to figure out how that opportunity and that mode of service could fit into your daily, your daily plans. Right, Josh?
Yeah, and let me say, out here in Casadero, Occidental, Grayton, Forestville, Guerneville, Bodega Bay, we all need volunteers. We're short-staffed. There's not enough tax money. Volunteerism keeps your taxes low, and so we want to get more volunteers out.
All right. It sounds like a reasonable plea for assistance. Again, for Monterio, MonterioFire.org. Josh, thanks for coming on with us and explaining what the position is about and what a great commitment it is to serve your own community. Thanks for being here. Good luck.
Thank you, Pat. Bye-bye.
All right, that's Josh Dale, volunteer firefighter with the Monterio Fire Protection District. And yeah, we certainly don't want to be caught low-staffed for the next time something like that happens, or for the next time somebody calls for help.